Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a vigil's being held at Free Derry Wall later in solidarity with the Bloody Sunday families. Donegal has cleaned up in this year's Tidy Towns competition. Voter turnout for the presidential election in the county has been slow so far. And former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall from Derry has been returned to prison. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First in news this evening, a vigil's being held at Free Derry Wall later in solidarity with the Bloody Sunday families. It follows the verdict in the Soldier F trial yesterday. The former paratrooper was found not guilty of two murders and five attempted murders on Bloody Sunday in 1972. The judge said members of the parachute regiment had shot unarmed civilians as they ran away, but said the evidence against Soldier F had fallen well short of what's required for conviction. Sinn Féin Foyle MLA is Padraig De Largey.
It fills the people of Derry with immense pride that we have got to this stage. I think the judgment is obviously extremely disappointing, but we'll follow up with the families on exactly what the next steps are and how we will support them in that, but we'll continue to stand with them.
Donegal has cleaned up in this year's Tidy Towns competition. Carrigart has been crowned Ireland's tidiest Gaeltacht town, while Buncrana has been named the tidiest town in Donegal for the 10th year in a row. Letterkenny has been named as the second tidiest town in the county and Carrigart overall the third. Councillor Jack Murray says Buncrana's achievement is testament to the hard work of all involved in keeping the town tidy.
It's a great day and a very, very well-deserved day. Buncrana Tidy Towns has now won 10 gold medals in a row. They're once again the tidiest town in County Donegal. And more importantly, they're just 2 points off Carrick and Shannon, who won the national title. So that just shows just how close we are to winning that title, to becoming Ireland's tidiest town. Look, this didn't happen overnight. This is a huge effort from tireless volunteers who I can't speak highly enough of, and everybody in the community can't speak highly enough of. And of course, ably supported by the likes of George McDermott and Donegal County Council and his team, who do fantastic work. And look, every day you go out, you see so many people. They're picking up litter, they're painting roundabouts, they're planting flowers. And of course, you have our businesses too, who have flowers blooming the whole way up Buncrana Main Street. It looks fantastic. So today is a day for celebration, but it's also a day that should be acknowledged. It's been very, very well deserved.
And there has been a number of issues throughout the year in terms of litter, particularly following weekends being left in the main street area. But this award today is testament to the work of the Tidy Towns group, who operates year-round.
It was very disappointing at a certain point during the year when the street sweeps were reduced, but Donegal County Council has stepped up. We've got the Billy Goat now has arrived. It's a new piece of equipment that's just for Buncrana and can be used every day. That'll look after the broken glass, the cigarette butts. We also have a council building that's going to be handed over to the Tidy Towns for use as a base. Again, this is the envy of towns across Donegal and around the country.
Voter turnout for the presidential election in Donegal has been slow so far today. It's estimated to be around 11%, with a rush expected this evening. People have until 10 o'clock tonight to cast their votes. Voting on Armour Island closed at the earlier time of 5 o'clock this evening, while at Leap Garrow and at Ford National Schools, voting will cease at 7 p.m. due to weather conditions. Garda Richard Quigley says the decision to close some polling booths earlier was taken in the interest of health and safety.
Concerns were raised this morning when we were coming out to the island about the way the weather might turn later on, particularly after the hours of darkness. So on the basis of that, we were talking to the returning officer in Letterkenny, and for safety, naturally, first and foremost, they were happy to pull the closing time of the polling stations here back to 5 p.m. So they've been open since 10 a.m. this morning, and the two polling stations will be open till 5 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. It had initially supposed to be 7:30. It was pulled back to 7 o'clock yesterday on the basis of weather again.
And obviously, Richard, this is to ensure that the ballot box can be gotten back to Letterkenny to be included in tomorrow's count.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, to make sure everything runs smoothly and that the votes are here, that the votes that are made here are included.
Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the most overcrowded hospitals in the country today. According to the latest INMO Trolley Watch report, 27 people are without a bed at the hospital today, making it the third most overcrowded in the country. Elsewhere in the northwest, 25 patients are waiting on a bed at Sligo University Hospital. Well, the HSE's healthcare manager for Donegal is urging people to be mindful of their health over the bank holiday weekend and to ensure they are aware of all options if they find themselves in need of treatment or care. Dermot Monaghan was speaking after the HSE warned that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is liable to be very busy over the coming days, with people being urged to explore options such as NIDOC or their local pharmacy. However, Mr. Monaghan stressed in serious emergency situations, people shouldn't hesitate to go to the ED or dial 112 or 999. He says that senior clinicians will be at the hospital over the weekend to discharge people where appropriate.
As you're aware, unfortunately, our emergency departments tend to be busier at holiday weekends and at other times of the year, but I can assure your listeners that we have plans in place to manage the increased activity. This will include having senior clinical decision makers rostered throughout the weekend. Also, we've allocated additional non-consultant hospital doctors to the ED to assist with patient flow and minimise delays for patients.
Will this facilitate potentially allowing patients to be discharged and increasing the throughput in terms of inpatient beds? Because sometimes that can be a problem at weekends. People are in hospital for the weekend. And that means there aren't enough beds being made available for those coming through the ED. Will that help to speed that process up?
Absolutely, Donal. And that's part of the response that we're putting in place, is to make sure that the discharges don't just happen on a Friday and a Monday evening. They happen Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, to make sure that we're enabling people to get home. And that's a real key focus for us all weekend.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority are appealing to all road users to be careful while travelling this weekend. 138 people have lost their lives in crashes so far in 2025. Both organisations have pointed out that the clocks changing on Saturday night into Sunday bring darker evenings. Michael Rowland from the Road Safety Authority says pedestrians are at risk from that.
Recent research by the Road Safety Authority has shown a 64% increase in serious injuries between 2021 and 2022. And between 2020 and 2024, what we've seen is that a third, 34% of serious injury collisions involving pedestrians are occurring between October and December.
Former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall has been returned to prison. The 44-year-old from Derry had his licence revoked after breaching a sexual offences prevention order. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
44-year-old Michael McMonagall, with an address formerly at Limewood Street in Derry, had been sentenced to 18 months in prison in November last year, with half to be served in custody and half on licence, after he was convicted on charges of sexual communication with a child. He was released in August, but this week he was charged with breaching his SOPO by being in a chat room without permission of his designated risk manager. McMonagall admitted the offence and received a suspended sentence at Limavady Magistrates Court sitting in Coleraine. At that hearing, the court heard that procedures had begun to revoke McMonagall's licence and recall him to prison. That was done yesterday on October 23rd, and McMonagall was returned to prison to serve out the remainder of his licence period.
Donegal County Council is to receive just under €29 million in local property tax funding next year. Figures published by the government today show a baseline allocation to the council of just over €27.4 million. When the 15% variation adopted by the council is applied, that rises to €28.9 million. It's estimated the €10.2 million will be paid in LPT in the county next year, with the government providing an extra €17.2 million. Meanwhile, a draft budget of €150,000 has been approved for the Glenties Municipal District. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbuck put forward a motion calling for the budget to be rejected. That was seconded by Councillor Dennis McGee. Following a vote, the budget was adopted. The Irish Farmers Association is welcoming the introduction of heightened precautions to protect birds from avian flu. The measures, which will come into effect next Saturday, are being introduced in the wake of two outbreaks of avian flu in Cork and one at Omagh in County Tyrone. Chair of the IFA Poultry Committee, Nigel Sweetenham, says steps need to be taken to keep the disease at bay.
The restriction, where possible, of wild birds entering commercial farms and the segregation of domestic pets at home from wild birds, that people should take efforts to avoid contact with wild birds between and domestic fowl.
Achille Beggs Cancer says she was very disappointed that only one MEP out of the five representing the Midlands Northwest attended Wednesday's meeting of Donegal County Council's Fisheries Committee. Independent MEP Luke Ming Flanagan was the sole European elected representative to accept the invitation. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says that the people who are now in crisis need better representation in Europe.
We were extremely disappointed in the turnout from the MEPs. The only one that did actually appear was Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP. Nothing from Kieran Mullooly, not Maria Walsh, not Nina Carberry or Barry Cowan. Very disappointed because, as we all know, the fishing industry is in such crisis at this moment in time.
And, you know, you're from Kellybegs, where a lot of people that elected you to represent them are falling into crisis now. And, you know, you need to be able to rely on your European counterparts to, I suppose, help them feel better.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of people there in the industry, a lot of people that's paid to represent the fishermen in the industry. We also have so many people relying on the fish coming in. I mean, we have people they're not going to see a factory, a day of work in a factory going forward by the looks of things. We have so many people in our engineering industry, our net mending. Everything is affected by these cuts. Now, these cuts are scientific and we can't argue with the science. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Maybe the science was ignored for too long and that's why we're in the position that we're in now.
Well, Kieran Mullooly, Maria Walsh and Nina Carberry all responded to Highland Radio News, stating that they had other commitments.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. The Republic of Ireland senior women's soccer team take on Belgium in the first leg of their Nations League playoff tonight. The Irish squad includes Donegal's Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett, as well as Anna Patton, who has Falcara connections. Kickoff at the Aviva Stadium is 7 o'clock. Galway United could make a big step towards safety in the Premier Division of the SSE Airtricity League tonight. The Westerners are seventh in the table ahead of their meeting with Drogheda United, but they're level on points with both Waterford and Sligo Rovers. Waterford are also in action this evening. They are away to St Pat's. And in the First Division, there are the first legs of the playoff semi-finals. UCD host Bray Wanderers and Treaty United face Cove Ramblers. Meanwhile, Derry City will face Shamrock Rovers in their penultimate game of the season at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Shamrock Rovers need only a point to be crowned Premier Division champions, but have struggled to get over the line in recent weeks. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch insists his players have given everything this season and are aiming to secure second spot.
I don't think the game's come any bigger than Shamrock Rovers at home. And I think it's definitely a game where I know the players are looking forward to. Our last home game of the season, and we know our home form has been a little bit inconsistent this year. So our objective is to try and finish on a high, give the fans something that they hopefully can be proud of come Sunday evening.
And we'll have live updates from that game with Martin Holmes on Sunday. One match on this evening in the Glencairn Saturday Division 1, Kildrum Tigers hosting Erne Wanderers at 8 o'clock. And the big game in junior soccer over the weekend is the Inishowen Derby clash between Jackie Crossan Premier Division champions Buncrana Hearts and arch rivals Cockhill Celtic. That's at Castle Park on Sunday, and we'll have updates from that on Sunday Sport. Meanwhile, Strabane Athletic are away to Abbey Villa of County Down in the third round of the Irish Cup. Well, Leeds United boss Daniel Farke insists there's no extra pressure on his side to beat Premier League strugglers West Ham this evening. 3 points at Elland Road would move them 7 points clear of tonight's opponents and put more of a gap between them and the relegation zone. Farke says they've worked their socks off for the right to be in the top flight.
Yes, of course, we want also to reward ourselves with some points. But the first step is always like to respect the opponent, to make sure that we go well prepared into the game, then to execute our game plan.
Moving on to Gaelic Games, and Kieran Donaghy has joined the Kerry backroom team for the 2026 season. The four-time All-Ireland winner as a player was most recently involved with the Armagh setup. The Austin Stacks man links up with his former Kerry manager, Jack O'Connor. Bert will meet McCools at 7:30 this evening in the Donegal Under-21 Hurling Championship semi-final, and there's an Under-21 Shield semi-final meeting between Carn Dunna and Éirua Ballyshannon at 8 o'clock. In football, Mayville hosts St Mary's Convoy in an Under-21 Football Championship Group B Round 2 fixture at 8. Also this weekend, the big game in Tyrone is the Senior Football Championship decider on Sunday, with 2023 champions Trillick facing first-time finalist Loch McCrory. That game in Omagh. On to snooker, and there's another All-Ireland clash at the Northern Ireland Open this evening. Mark Allen, who beat Aaron Hill yesterday, faces Jordan Brown in the quarterfinals. In swimming, Mona McSharry earned a 200 metres breaststroke bronze, bringing her medals haul up to three at the World Aquatics World Cup in Toronto, and in doing so broke the Irish short course record. Meanwhile, Ellen Walsh set a new national 200 metres butterfly record for the third week in a row. And congratulations goes to Zara Thompson of St. Columba's College in Stranorlar on a very successful day one representing Ireland at the WUKF European Karate Championships in Riga in Latvia, where she won a silver and a bronze medal. In greyhound racing, another big crowd is expected in Lifford tomorrow, with semi-finals in three competitions on a 10-race card, including the Boyle Sports Lifford Oaks. Finally, in horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall in action again over the weekend. No winners today. He goes into the weekend still with a comfortable lead over champion jockey Colin Keane. That's your sport for Friday evening.
Thanks, Chris. And for weather now, outbreaks of showery rain this evening, rather cloudy with showers continuing through much of the night and lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, a vigil is being held at Free Derry Wall later in solidarity with the Bloody Sunday families. It follows the verdict in the Soldier F trial yesterday, who was found not guilty of two murders and five attempted murders on Bloody Sunday. Donegal has cleaned up in this year's Tidy Towns competition. Carrigart has been crowned Ireland's tidiest Gaeltacht town, while Buncrana has been named the tidiest town in Donegal for the 10th year in a row. The HSE's healthcare manager for Donegal is urging people to be mindful of their health over the holiday weekend and to ensure they are aware of all options if they find themselves in need of treatment or care. Dermot Monaghan was speaking after the HSE warned that the ED at Letterkenny University Hospital is liable to be very busy over the coming days, with people being urged to explore options such as NIDOC or their local pharmacy. And former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall has been returned to prison. The 44-year-old from Derry had his licence revoked after breaching a sexual offences prevention order. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferter and Shalin the Prive Skelty. Sholu Clar Ebekti Achula Kosh Akuin Eg Arctus Nasauna, the Hodge Forum Ningale Emil First and you. Clar Kumsi here the Emekti Pobble Karhilikele Egan Skakrupa, the Agriakti Gelige Forum Ningale. Sholu and Clar Marevlashu Dana Hamakti Chile at her Karhilikele Lahai War Ele Vliantul Arctus Nigelige. A Kelure Har Egeranil. Las feed and visha, agus an dar na la da mina sauna. Ta clar cam siha liaca siha sam liana, lena gana comortis kiol agus ahra shirok sanarv, car her tus lena kelleri ha ihi kedin ya shahogin, lesh an okaj vronta na gana adam comersage. Jardine torhi an tal of Michal O'Manion, a kanj special air star agus air hoahi na nanyamnaha loganta sa tushkert, agus sholhar go hafigul ena. An Oratus, Becurry Laher, Egiru, Heel, Augusar Ober, Brendan McAdoo, Kivnor Naganunchi, August Curry Laher, Fui Robert McAdoo Komai, August an Ah Vyohan Changa is Ah Wancherus Emil First, just a new Hishijeg. Tá séisiún ólas planáltil fásta dar a bhannam slí na géalteachta, cóhhaid le pléifhanal faoin teidil ról na géal é dógal éra nua. Seolthar míle glóir na nóg eis nua de hafadú ar lína de gohanna pléistí agus tá éhlóid ag seolú lór úr ag tús na mísa ag an ócáid na haireachtas fásta ar ábhar síl agus síthir an bhealaí thóra bhéalaidis sean ó haithí. Agus tan lór sin scrífa ag padraig ó tíirní agus seolthar chloch an áit an charnáin i mbeal firste ar a céad le de mí na saona. Agus bé seolú lór do chuid maithe duine rinn fásta an fela aithanta an dehíine ithe thána ag a lehanní chuig mar chuid den aireachtas na saona chomáid. An áirt an ceartú le is bhí be seo na géalteachta ar siúil i Dea Jack ar an ghlaisí an gcídóir ag a seachta clog agus tuairtha se ardan do phoistí áitiúla a chuid talún a thaspins. Sin mo chuid se i go léir slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, October the 24th. The death has taken place of Edie McDermott, née McClay, Murlock Lifford, reposing at her home, Murlock Lifford, this evening from 7 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock Lifford, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Monday afternoon at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Fergal O'Donnell, 467 Calais, Carrigans, County Donegal. Fergal will be reposing at his late residence tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock and on Sunday from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Fiona from his home on Monday morning at 20:11, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception Calais for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial afterwards in All Saints Church Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Nuala Harkin, Ross Beg, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at her family home with wake from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock today and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 9 o'clock. How strictly private outside these times. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:15 to St Connell's Church Kilcliny for 12 noon Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Nuala's funeral mass can be viewed live on Shovelin's Funeral Home Facebook page. The death has taken place of Margaret Mills, née McElhinney, 61 Bridge Street, Strabane, and formerly of St Mary's Drive, Strabane, reposing at her home tomorrow from 12 noon. Fiona leaving her home on Monday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Nellie Coyle, née Ferry, Ballina and Upper Dunmore, Fulcara. Remains reposing at the residence of her sister-in-law Phyllis Ferry, Upper Dunmore, Fulcara, with house private pleas after the rosary at 8 o'clock tonight. Wake tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Removal to Chapubble ní Finan, Fulcara at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening to repose overnight. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday at 12 noon in St Finan's Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Fulcara Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live or heard on Parish Radio at 106.5 FM. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Jim McLaughlin, Shani Kamata Mallon. A service of celebration of Jim's life will take place on Thursday morning at Daldoey Crematorium, Glasgow at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Susan O'Donnell, Susan Pat of Loch na Joran, Anna Gray. Her remains are reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon to 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday morning in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagan Cemetery, Gidor. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the Annagry Parish webcam. The death has taken place of Tina Coyle, Nae Doherty, Ochnagaddy, Remelton, formerly of Carrigard. Tina's remains are reposing at her home at Ochnagaddy, Remelton. A shuttle bus is in operation from Kernan's supermarket, Murfield. Family time only, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Alison Thompson, née Larkin, 46 Carolina Park, Lochnagin, Letterkenny. Alison is reposing at her late residence, which is private, please, at her request. Requiem Mass at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Comwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Colm Carey, Slavery, Buncrana, County Donegal. Colm's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.